Welcome to the Diz Love Podcast with Vanessa and Chris. I'm Vanessa Ferguson.
And I'm Chris Johns.
We would like to welcome you to show number 142. And for anyone joining us for the first time, our show features things we love at Disney. And in each episode, we have a guest who creates Disney magic for our listeners at home or on their Disney vacations. From vacation planners to product producers, our guests can bring Disney magic into your life. And as a reminder to our listeners, we appreciate if you can take time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform where you listen. We always like to give shout outs to these reviews, and of course it helps the show grow. So thank you to all of you who've already left those ratings. We appreciate those. And Chris, we have a message from some of our friends.
Yes, our friends Eric and Alexa want us to remind you that when you're planning your next Disney vacation with the little ones, make sure to reserve anything you need from them, including strollers, car seats, cribs, and high chairs, and more, with delivery directly to your resort. As your Baby Quip independent quality provider, they will provide you with excellent customer service by providing clean and useful equipment to make your vacation easy. Want something but don't see it on their site? Let them know and they'll do their best to accommodate you. We've used them for several of our rentals. Most notably, we rented a very nice stroller, and what was great about it was that it was delivered directly to our resort. It came in, it was perfect. They picked it up, and it was a wonderful experience where our daughter still is at the age where she can go all day, but she can't walk all day. So that's why we need a stroller for both her as well as our stuff. Eric and Alexa and Baby Quip really took care of us. So visit the show notes for a link to make your reservation today.
And on today's show, we are going to be joined by Amanda from Happy Thoughts Crafting Co. She makes magically handcrafted sewn items and crocheted items. I'm really looking forward to hearing having you hear all about her shop. And Chris, she has a special discount for our viewers.
She does. Use the code DizLove10 to save 10% off when placing an order by direct message. The code will also work when her website goes live.
And we will make sure to share when her website launches, which is very soon. So that's exciting as well. So festival season has officially kicked off at Epcot earlier this month. So today we are going to be discussing the International Festival of the Arts at Epcot. And one of the things that's great about this is it features, obviously, artwork and great artists, but they also have, I think one of the nice things that Epcot has started to do is really incorporate food in all of their festivals. And if you listen to the show, you know we love to talk about food. So one of the things that's really awesome with this is they have food that's presented in an artistic fashion. So that is super exciting. So but before we start talking about the food, I want to talk about the really all the different acts that exist, because they have a lot of different artists, from musical artists to artists who are like painting and doing different things. So we've only actually been able to experience this festival once, and it was awesome. It was great to see the artists doing things live, and you had so many great vendors to check out. So one of the first things they have is what's called Art in Action. So when you go throughout the park, there are artists actually doing things, their artwork right in front of you, which is super cool. They have all kinds of pieces that you can see them make, and then you can buy them and take them home right then. It's super nice because you can talk to the artists and hear about their inspiration, and you get to be able to take something home with you. Now, one piece of art that you can't take home with you is they do 2D and 3D chalk art, which is so cool. So they have a variety of artists throughout the park. And one of the super neat things is that they have them on the ground, and they even have them in some of the spaces like in World Showcase. This year, there's a super cool one in Italy that's by the fountain. They have Luca. So there's all kinds of fun things. And it's super cool because it looks like you're in the artwork with some of them. Our friends have shared some pictures. It's super neat to be able to do. Another thing that we have gotten a chance to do, which is fun, is they'll have these giant mural displays, and it's a paint by number, so you can't mess it up. You stand in line, they give you a little thing with paint and a paintbrush, and you get to paint one of the like little squares. And then when the mural's done, you can say you were part of this amazing artwork. This only runs like, it's kind of got weird hours. It's only from like 11 to 5. So I know that was something when we were there, we had to intentionally plan to go do it. It's at these are usually between that walkway from Journey to your into Imagination to the World Showcase. So you want to time it where you get to be able to do it, because it's just fun as kids, for kids or adults, to be able to have a chance to participate in that art. And I'm betting, Chris, do you remember painting on the mural?
Oh, I sure do.
I'll have to look and see if I have some pictures when we painted. It's super fun to do. And of course, they have an interactive scavenger hunt, which they do for all of the different festivals. And if anybody knows me, they know I love Figment. So there is a Figment brush with a master scavenger hunt. So I love the theming for this one. And what it is you're searching for famous artwork throughout the World Showcase. So it's super neat. You buy the maps just like you do with all the scavenger hunts. You can get them at that port of entry, the World Traveler, or the Creation Shop. And then when you turn it in at the end, after you found all of the pieces of art, you get a prize. And that's always fun to do. I enjoy all of those scavenger hunts that they have all year. Earlier this year, we did the Easter egg one. So it's always fun. And I think for kids, that's also a good way to engage them if they're not as excited about being at Epcot. So that's super cool to do. And then when you go over to, they also have Animation Academy classes, which we've not done these down there. We did them when there was one of the traveling Disney exhibits in Chicago, but it's super fun. You at the American Gardens Theater, so right by the American Adventure, they do these at 12:30 and 1:30. So it's earlier in the day, so it doesn't interact with when they have some of the singing artists later in the day. You get to, they give you a clipboard and all of the stuff you need to be able to make your creation. And it's fun because they have an animator walk around and give the instructions. They have big screens for you to watch. So that's super fun. And then they have a lot of interactive things for kids. Check out the booklet because they have some chalk art for kids to do. They have a lot of like projects that they can do throughout the festival. And I think one of the neat things that I really enjoyed, they call them visual art and performance. So we watched a painter do a Mickey portrait, and they have them all throughout the day. This year, I think it's similar artists that come every year. They do the painting, and it's so cool because within just a few minutes, this amazing portrait of a character comes up. So like I said, we saw Mickey. They have all kinds of other things so depending on the day, these are usually in the afternoon as well. So you'll notice a lot of this stuff is in the afternoon. So if you're planning a day there, you have to plan accordingly. If you're trying to mix in rides or reservations, I would definitely, if it was me, I would avoid a lunch reservation because you'll want to maybe eat earlier in the day and then have a dinner because you don't want to miss out on some of these really cool things. There's also some cool acrobats that do some shows, and those are also kind of from that 11 to 3 range. So you'll want to check them out. Some of the things they do is amazing. It reminds you of Cirque du Soleil just on a smaller scale. So that is super fun. Now, we have a friend who loves Broadway.
Loves it.
So I know he sent me some of the concert series. We unfortunately have not been able to attend one of these, but they bring in a lineup every year of different Disney on Broadway artists. And it's super great to see all of the different ones that they have. And they do the dining packages just like they do for Candlelight Processional or for the concerts during Flower and Garden. So depending on the artist and depending on how popular they're going to be, you might want to do the dining package. And I really liked when we went to the Candlelight Processional, I thought it was just nice to not have to go over there super early to get a seat. Did you like having that dining package?
Oh, it was wonderful.
So it is a little bit more, but you get to choose what show you want because they have 3 shows every night, that 5:30, 6:45, and 8 o'clock. So it's really great to be able to do that. So this year, the artists vary, but they have artists from Disney on Broadway with Frozen, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Mary Poppins, Lion King, Tarzan, Aladdin. So it's just super great. Depending on when you're going to be there, you can check out. They're not, the dates that the artists are there kind of vary. So definitely check out the schedule. I'll make sure to put a link to this year's concert lineup because this runs all the way till like the 3rd week in February. So I'll make sure to put that lineup in the show notes. But really, now you can start planning for 2025. That's kind of the fun thing with this festival is you can already start thinking ahead. So hopefully if you have any Broadway lovers in your family, like we talked about with our friend, or if you just really enjoy a great show, definitely check those out. Now, again, as I mentioned earlier, we love to talk about food.
Yes.
So they call them the Eats and Treats, and they have all kinds of really cool things that are just so pretty, you just aren't really sure if you want to eat them. There's 16 different exclusive things, and they have super cute Figment-inspired things. The one thing this year is a rainbow cake that has freeze-dried Skittles. I know freeze-dried candy is a big thing. I haven't tried any freeze-dried candy yet.
Yeah, it's a thing. I just haven't been drawn to it.
So if you've tried it before, or if you haven't, this might be a chance to try it. So the rainbow cake, and then they have a super cool, they have a Figment drink that comes in a Figment cup, which I have a cup from a previous year, purple drink, lots of fun. And then they have all kinds of just really nice displayed things. They have a key lime tart that's supposed to be great. Chris is on a Pop-Tarts kick. This is not Pop-Tarts brand, but they have a blueberry-filled pastry tart with purple icing. So it has Figment kind of thing. They have all kinds of nice dessert trios. Chris loves beets.
Love beets.
So there's a roasted beet with goat cheese, petite lettuce, blackberry, and spiced pecans. So lots of different things. There's a chorizo and potato empanada, just a lot of variety of things, which I think is fun. And they have, just like the cookie stroll at Christmas time, they have what's called the Wonderful Walk of Colorful Cuisine. And if you get a stamp at each of those locations for food, as you purchase those things, then at the end, you get an artist palette cookie. And that is available at the Deco Delights location. So that's kind of a fun thing. And another interactive thing. I love when they have these interactive things because it's great for kids, but it's also great for those of us who go to the parks a lot. It kind of adds a little bit something new, something a little exciting. So those are some of the different food options. And again, check out what you, sometimes when there's these festivals going on, we skip having one sit-down meal because we like to try all the different things that you can at all the different locations. So a couple of final tips that you'll want to do, just like for Flower and Garden and Food and Wine, they have a great little passport that you can pick up. I find picking those up is easier than trying to flip through things in the app. And obviously, you're going to use the app for finding times and all of that. But I think those booklets are nice to help guide you as you're going around the park. But also, it's a great way for, it's a nice little keepsake and I scrapbook. So I like to save those for that sort of thing. Check out all the really cool merchandise. I've been torn. They had a super neat Figment popcorn bucket that looks like the Imagination Pavilion. It lights up. That's something that you could get. I know it's been popular and Disney's been good about keeping those in stock. And they have mobile order for that. That's over at the Odyssey. A lot of the food options you can pick up in that area. There's some things there. And as usual, Disney always does a great job with fun, interactive photo things. So they have a lot of course, famous art pieces. And Chris, they have where you could be in the Mona Lisa. They have some Vincent van Gogh ones. And there's even some cool, a cute one from the movie Wish. And we enjoyed the movie Wish.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So lots of, that's kind of a neat thing. And then of course, throughout the World Showcase, there's nice, like the tents and the little kiosks where you can go and see lots of different artists. And I think that's the fun thing about this is it just brings a new element. I know people joke that Epcot is the festival park. And I know people kind of make jokes about when they abbreviate the name of this one. We're not going to go that juvenile with the abbreviation, but people have fun with the abbreviation for this festival name and stuff. But I think it brings something unique. I like Epcot anyways, and I enjoy going and trying these new festivals. What's your opinion about all the festivals?
Well, it's just something different because for the most part, you know, in Epcot, the countries are there. They're not going to change, right. But the festivals allow a new wrinkle and something new to see.
Yes. And I think those interactive elements just make it where it gives you something different. Especially for those of us that are there all the time. And if it's your first time, it's also a great way to experience something that you might not experience on a future trip, depending on what time of year that you come. And of course, I think the added elements with the concerts, like that just is such a huge extra thing for people as well. So give us just a few minutes. We're going to bring up, oh, and there's one more thing you have to do. At the end of the night on Spaceship Earth, they do with the lights on Spaceship Earth, they sequence with Rainbow Connection with Kermit the Frog. And it's so sweet. I have some friends that have watched it, and it just brings back a lot of those nice childhood memories. So check out the Rainbow Connection sequence on Spaceship Earth. You won't be disappointed. So as you're leaving for the night, make sure you do that. And give us just a minute. We're going to get our call up with Amanda so you can hear all about her shop. I'd like to welcome Amanda to the show. Her shop, Happy Thoughts Crafting Co., has all kinds of neat custom. She does ear pouches, hip pouches, dresses, all kinds of really neat products. She sews, crochets, and knits. And of course, like all of us, she loves Disney. Her and her husband love traveling down to Florida. Some of their favorites, like ours, are People Mover. They also like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Cosmic Rewind. We actually haven't gotten to ride that yet. We're hoping to do that on our next trip. And even though we're in Michigan, she's not too far away. She's our neighbor over in Ontario. So we'd like to welcome Amanda to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, we've been asking everyone lately, what is your favorite event at any Disney park?
Okay, so my favorite event is definitely the Christmas party at Magic Kingdom. We have gone, I think, 5 times now. Our first one was in 2019, and we love it. We love Christmas. We love Magic Kingdom. We love Disney. So having all of that at once is like the best thing ever.
Yes. And we just got to go in December again. It was the first time taking our daughter, and we've been before, but it's so much fun taking kids. Like, they just really bring such more excitement to that party for sure.
It is so magical. We bring our daughter every time, and we just love it. Like the Snope on Main Street, twirling in that, and the parade. We've had a lot of really magical cast members as well at the Christmas party who have given us amazing just experiences. So we really, really love it. It's great memories.
That is for sure. And I touched a little bit about what you offer, but if you could tell us a little bit about your business and the products you offer connected to Disney.
Okay, perfect. I make magically inspired handcrafted items. I mostly sew, so a lot of the things you'd see on my page is sewing, but I also crochet and knit as well, as you mentioned. I make items to bring on vacation to the parks, on cruises, Disney cruises, or just to have some magic at home. Some of my favorite things to make are hip pouches and ear pouches. I make a lot of cosmetic pouches, or like a boxy larger cosmetic pouch for traveling, cup cozies, and hair accessories. I also started making dresses last year, and I really loved making them. I like working with people to make them like the perfect dress for their park experience. And I'm using new fabrics as well as thrifted vintage sheets as well. So I've been collecting a lot of those.
Now, just a quick question about the dresses. Do you make ones for adults and for kids?
I do. So I can make matching like Mama and Me dresses, or just for kids, or just for adults. Absolutely. Any size.
What was the inspiration for you to start your business?
So I actually started during the pandemic. I think a lot of small shops did. I was kind of depressed thinking about wearing masks out, and I thought, what if I had some magical fabric to make masks with? I hadn't touched my sewing machine in a few years. My daughter was about 4 at the time, I was finally at the point where I could get my sewing machine out and kind of leave it out without her getting into it. So I started making masks during the pandemic, and people were like, where did you get that fabric from? So I started searching everywhere for just all of the Disney fabrics that I could find and making masks for everybody. And I started my Instagram, and then it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah, it's so interesting. We actually started the show in 2019, so before the pandemic, but it's just been so neat, like from when we started versus the growth in the last couple of years in this industry. There's just so many creative vendors just like you. It's just so exciting to see those things. And that kind of leads into what we want to talk about next. How do you think your products add Disney magic to your customers' lives?
Well, I have hundreds of fabrics, and people get really excited when they learn about all the options that I have available. I think just featuring their favorite ride or park or character, it's so special for Disney fans. They get really excited about that, and having something that's custom made for them to wear out and about or at the parks, it's just super special for them, and they really love it.
Now, talking about all these special fabrics and things that you have, two questions. First, what is your favorite fabric? Like what character, whatever it might be? What's your favorite fabric? And then the second question is, what is your personal favorite product?
Okay, so my favorite fabric, I literally have hundreds of fabrics. One of my absolute favorite ones is a Park Snacks fabric that I have. It was actually designed by My Darling Creates, and she's Canadian as well. And I really, really love that one. It's pink, it's got snacks, it's really fun and cute. But I also have like a vintage Disney poster fabric that I really love. So those are my top two. I can't narrow it down to just one. and my favorite product, I would have to say, are my ear pouches, because I'm really proud of those. I drafted the pattern myself. I created them, I think, last year, maybe the year before. Time flies. But I did create the pattern myself, and they hold 8 to 10 pairs of ears. So they hold a ton, and you can pack them for your trip. You can use them to store like in your closet or your dresser. I just really love them, and they're really personalized because you can pick whichever fabric you like.
And that is super nice. I will say I've had ear pouches in the past, but usually they only hold like 2 or 3. So that's really nice in terms of storage. And like you said, packing, because you can't just take 2 or 3 pairs of ears. You have to take more. So that's really great.
2 pairs of ears.
Right, exactly. So that's really awesome to hear. Now, I know we've talked about it, but like if I were ordering a product from you, what's the turnaround time if I have a trip coming up?
If you let me know your trip date, I mean, I can get it out to you as quick as possible. Within Canada, usually, like, I can get expedited shipping within a couple days. The States, maybe like 3 or 4 days out. But typically, my turnaround time is 1 to 2 weeks, but I can always bump it up if needed to get you ready for your trip.
Now, you've mentioned these things that you said that you make with love. Where can people go online to find them?
On my Instagram, so it's at Happy Thoughts Crafting Co. I have lots of pictures of items that I make. And also in my story highlights are all of my fabric options, and they're organized by category. And then you can just DM me with any order that you'd like to place, and we can work out all the details together. I also do story drops pretty frequently, like once a month or so. So you can always watch out for those as well if you're looking for something ready to ship. And also, I'll be launching my website very soon. So that's exciting as well.
Perfect. We will make sure to put the links to all of your socials. And then when your website launches, we'll make sure to share that with everybody. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
Thank you again to Amanda for joining us today. Use the code DISLOVE10 to save 10% off your next order.
And now we are on to 2-minute trivia and our Wisdom from Walt quote. And Chris, you're up with trivia.
So we've talked about the Epcot International Festival of the Arts.
Yes, we have.
And so here's a question. In 2024, when it commences, it will be the what year of the festival? How many years has the festival been?
I feel like we might have went the first year. Is it 15?
According to altears.net, this will be the 8th year.
Oh, so I'm way off. I need to go back and look at my dates. Wow, it's getting close to the 10th. That's really interesting. Awesome. Well, because we are talking about art, I thought that I would pull a quote from Walt Disney about creation of artwork. And this quote was, "Art was always a means to an end with me. You get an idea and you just can't wait once you've started, and then you're there with the punches flying." So hopefully all of you can create an amazing piece of art and maybe enjoy the festival as well. So thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Diz Love Podcast with Vanessa and Chris. I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Chris. This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings, and it is intended for entertainment purposes only.